First of all, where's your mic? Jack just asked, what are we going to talk about, as if his team didn't just trade Kenny Pickett, his favorite person in the world,
but
to the Philadelphia Eagles, like, his least favorite thing in the whole world.
That's not, like, there's got to be some other things we talk about.
This could take 2 hours, so. Okay. We're going to lead the show with Welcome Daddies to episode 300 and something. We have some things to get into, like NFL free agency. Jags made some moves since we talked. Are Eric and I in? Are we going to go to a Jaguars September game now that the Jaguars have a solid defensive line and pieces now on the defense, a center to replace the center that we've been rolling out with in the last 2 years, who could probably start for a high school team.
Yeah.
And there are other big free agency moves that happened, including the Pittsburgh Steelers trading. Well, first of all, they traded for Russell Wilson.
Signed. We talked about it last pod.
Oh, we did?
Yep. Yeah. Talked about Russ.
Damn. What'd you say? You like it?
You didn't listen to me?
So they signed Russell Wilson. That's right. You're barely paying him anything.
We recorded Monday last week. Happen the next day.
So you signed Russell Wilson. Denver's paying most of his contract. So at that point, did you think that going into this season it was going to be Russell starting? Yeah, I think you did when we were talking. And then, no, you thought could have been a legit quarterback competition. And then the Steelers said, no, it will not be a quarterback competition between Pickett and Russell Wilson. It'll be a quarterback competition between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, which is really random. And then they ship Kenny Pickett off to Jack's hometown, Philadelphia Eagles. And we had people, when this happened, we had people tweeting us. Discord was on fire. Everyone checking group chats that Jack's in. Everyone checking in on Jack because Jack's shtick. Well, it's not even a shtick. It's real. There's nothing Jack hates more in the world than the Philadelphia Eagles. And there's nothing and no one that Jack loves more in the world at the time than Kenny Pickett. And he gets traded to the Eagles. So, Jack, take first. Where were you? Is this me? Do you hear that?
It's me.
The computer.
Yeah, I put the mic down.
I would say this is the most monumental thing that's happened between Dunn and Drew.
Whoa.
Kenny Pickett going to the Eagles. That's insane.
It's, yeah. Well, it might be. Aside from us making the playoffs like our first year, and then maybe us like making the playoffs after starting 2-8 or whatever a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I think this is like number three or top three.
Yeah, for sure.
So where were you when this news hit? We can go very slow here. I don't want to go all in right away. So take me to where you were when you picked up. Did you pick up your phone or did someone tell you?
It was a tweet. Oh. I saw.
Was it a tweet notification because you got someone's notifications on?
Yeah, but it was a tweet. I think like Rappaport retweeted it. Because I have his notifications. I forget who it was. Oh, I think her name was like Josina, Josina Anderson. I forget.
Yeah. Josina Anderson.
You've heard of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sister.
Yeah, I was.
So what did you do when you saw that? You opened it?
Correct.
Mm. And then your immediate thoughts?
I really don't know my.
He blacked out.
Kinda. Yeah, I mean, like. Out. I knew he requested a trade before the tweet. I have inside sources I'm not going to reveal, but I knew he requested a trade.
You could have told us. We could have tweeted out.
He requested a trade. I couldn't do it to my sources, but
we won't reveal.
I knew a few days because it happened on Friday. I knew a few days prior he requested a trade.
Damn. Didn't even tell us.
I didn't tell anyone.
It's wild.
I
just wanted it to happen, and then.
Well, no, I thought that the Steelers wouldn't honor his trade request. I mean, now like that news is out. Like after it happened, everyone was like, he didn't handle the situation well. So I'm not breaking any news here, but I thought the Steelers would kind of just want to keep him and have him in a developmental role behind Russ. Clearly, they didn't feel that way. And that's kind of Tomlin's thing. Like, if you recall back with Le'Veon in 2017, the famous Tomlin quote came out when he just kept getting asked about Le'Veon the year he held out, was, we want volunteers, not hostages.
Oh, yeah.
So if a player wants out, the Steelers will trade him. We did it with Antonio Brown, clearly. Any player. Melvin Ingram we did it with, so... they didn't mess around. They traded him on Friday. I was out at the Players Championship with my two friends. One being a diehard Eagles fan.
Oh, God.
And my other friend, not an Eagles fan, but like is a fan of watching me in pain. So that didn't help.
0 for 2 here.
Yeah.
What time of day was this?
2:37 p.m., I believe. Give or take.
Did you put your phone on do not disturb after that? Because you knew all the notifications were going to come in from friends and chats.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Discord. As you imagine, my phone was just blowing up.
Snap.
And I didn't want to talk Discord. To anyone.
Yeah.
I left many group chats. I really felt sad.
But you couldn't feel it. You could feel sad, but like there's no one to blame. You can't blame Kenny for doing it, which is good, thankfully, for you. It's not like he chose them in like free agency or something.
Right.
I guess you could blame... We can't really blame the Steelers. Well,
blame like, what? What do you mean blame? Him going to the Eagles?
Like you could be sad, but it's not like there's no one you can be mad at.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about it.
Or feel betrayed.
And like I get both sides of the situation. The Kenny side where... We all know how last season played out with Rudolph. And then at this, as the season concluded, like beginning of this calendar year, whatever, after the playoffs were done, Tomlin and Omar Khan, our GM, they publicly gave their confidence in Kenny. Like they wanted to give him a third year and still believed in him. So he was the presumptive QB1. And then it wasn't really... I mean, then the Russell Wilson situation just kind of like fell into the lap that he was available. So like, of course, a GM and coach, they're going to want to make their team better if you can sign Russell Wilson for free. And then I get that Kenny felt disrespected that Tomlin or the Steelers or whoever said Russ is going to be our quarterback one.
Mm-hmm. They already said that.
That's why he requested a trade, because they said that he was going to be, Russ is going to be the starter.
And well, what did he think? He was going to start on like the Eagles?
Well, he didn't choose the Eagles.
Right. But if he's getting traded, so, like,
he wanted to start though, right?
Right. I get that Kenny felt disrespected and wanted to be elsewhere because they gave him their public vote of confidence and that he was going to be their starter. And then they'd switch back on him. And, I mean, leading up to it, I mean, I've been banging this drum the whole year. Like, he wasn't set up for success that well. The OC was terrible. They kept Canada around for too long. And then I thought he should have started the last couple weeks of this season, but they decided to bench him because they wanted to ride the hot hand. So he wasn't handled well, so he probably wasn't too happy about that to begin with. And then Kenny gets through that messy season, and they give him that vote of confidence that he's QB1, and then they go back on it. And then he's kind of just felt disrespected again, so he wanted out. So I get that whole thing. But my friend put it, Steelers friend fan, Steelers, yeah, said it right. and I feel like bad saying it this way, but this is my friend put it, that Kenny just ruined his own career. Like, Kenny kind of just solidified himself as a backup now. Like, he's obviously, he didn't choose the Eagles. He requested a trade, so that means you can go anywhere. Got sent to the Eagles, and he's going to be a backup behind Hurts.
Yeah, I'd rather be a backup behind Russell Wilson.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, he in hindsight, Kenny shouldn't have requested a trade, and although feeling disrespected, he probably should have just, like, cooled off and just let the situation, like, play out. And, you know, maybe Russ plays bad this year. He get a chance to start. Russ gets hurt, can start.
Either
and yeah, and Russ is only on a one-year deal. Kenny be under contract for next year, too. So if Russ moved on after this year, it could he could compete for the starting job again. So, yeah, I mean, I get both sides. And then I get the Steelers side. I mean, I don't love how they handled him, like, the past 2 years. I still think the Steelers failed him. They didn't really set him up for success. Granted, Kenny could have played better, but I get the Steelers side that Russ is available. You're going to bring him in. So at no cost, it makes sense. You want to add talented player. You want to call it Russ talent at this point, but just want to add QB depth.
And in your experience, what do Philly fans, what have they said about Kenny during, like, the past couple of seasons he's been with the Steelers? Because
horrible. I mean, they say bad things about anyone who's not an Eagle. So,
are they going to switch their opinion now that he's on the Eagles as a backup? Or are they going to be like, do they feel, like, disgusted and infected that,
I don't know,
they got a Steelers quarterback that they hated on?
No, I mean, and again, there's not real, the Steelers-Eagles rivalry, it's not like a huge thing. It's really just me.
It's only between Jack.
But
it's not like a Pennsylvania thing?
Not really, no. Mitchell put it best in a group chat I'm in with him. I think our family group chat. That
back in it.
I didn't leave that.
That would have been funny.
But the best case scenario is that Kenny doesn't see the field, because let's say Jalen gets hurt and Kenny gets in, and
that's going to be disgusting.
And he, like, plays well and leads the Eagles to success. That would kill me. But also if he, the same situation where he goes, like, he gets thrust into start because Jalen gets hurt and he plays bad, then the Eagles fans are just going to tear him apart, which I also don't want. So the best case scenario is he doesn't see the field for the next 2 years and then signs elsewhere in free agency when he's a free agent in 2026.
Kenny to AJ Brown with Saquon Barkley back
there. Yeah, like that would kill me.
He'd be sick.
Oh my God.
And I'm sad that he's on the Steelers, because I was reflecting on my drive here actually. Like, I've been rooting for him for the past like six, almost nearly 7 years.
That's your guy.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds stupid to say, but he's been like a big part of my life for the past like 6 years, and he's gone. So that's like hurts for one thing, and then like
no pun intended.
True, but to him to go to the Eagles, that just like he could go anywhere else, and I'd be okay with it.
this was like you can't make it up.
Yeah.
So I saw. Okay, so you like the post now. But he had an Instagram post. You're usually one of the first to like his Instagram post. And I saw it had been up for 2 hours and you hadn't liked it. So
yeah, I wasn't even, I didn't see it right away. But
you did eventually like it.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of all my thoughts there.
And then you got your boy Justin Fields.
Yeah.
For also basically nothing relatively to where he was drafted.
Yeah, so
who you've been defending for quite a long time.
I've always said I liked him. It goes against my narrative that, you know, the Ohio State quarterback thing, the Alabama quarterback thing that I talked down on. You can't draft those guys. But CJ Stroud is debunking that anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I've always said it with a caveat. Like, I do like Justin Fields. Mitchell loves Justin Fields.
Really? Loves him?
He always has.
Why?
I don't know.
Good answer.
I mean, I do want to, I'm kind of busy right now, but I'm going to do like a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Both of Russ's film of last year.
Can
and
we,
Justin
can
Fields
we get
last
some
year.
Dun & Drew content, TikTok content?
Do you want that?
Yes.
Sure. Maybe.
Justin Fields deep dive.
This is a crazy new era for Pittsburgh.
Right.
Black QBs.
Both of them.
With Mike Tomlin.
And Tomlin has loved Justin Fields since, like, if Fields was available when we were picking in 2021, he would have been a Steeler. We would have drafted him then. Tomlin has always loved Fields. I think he went to his pro day. And, yeah. So, and that's probably why. Did you guys see the report that Fields wanted the Steelers?
No.
The Bears, it was a 2025 sixth-round pick we gave to them.
That's wild. And that's wild.
It can turn into a 2025 fourth. Jones.
If for the same, whoa.
For a six.
That's true.
Bro, we got Mac Jones for a six, and they got Justin Fields.
But the thing is, and some people don't believe the report, some do. I do believe it a little bit, that the Bears had five suitors for Fields, and there were better offers on the table, but they wanted to honor his request to go to the Steelers. He thought it was the best situation for him, which I agree with. Now, I don't think they were turning down like a second round pick.
Right.
Like it was probably maybe like teams were giving them like offering fourths.
Whoa.
Or fifths maybe. So in hindsight, looking at the past week, not hindsight, the right word, but
reflecting.
Yeah. In a matter of a week, although I'm sad that Kenny's gone.
Yeah, I would be fucking elated.
Like we went from maybe like the worst QB room depth wise.
Oh,
Kenny's our only quarterback or only rostered quarterback. So it's just Kenny to Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at basically no cost in a matter of a week, which is like, it's where would you say, like, I'm not gonna say the worst of the best QB depth room, but like, I don't know. You're going to choose like the quarterback room that Patrick Mahomes is in no matter what. But yeah, like the best one and two.
I don't even know who his two is.
Quarterback room.
Right.
Yeah. Right now. I don't really care about quarterback room. Plus, I think.
We saw how important QB2s are though last year.
Yeah, true. But are we even confident? Like, they can do whatever they want at quarterback because they're not paying anyone more. They might be paying Fields more.
Yeah.
So either it's a true quarterback competition, probably.
It's not.
So they already named Russell Wilson.
They did.
They did.
They're still staying put on like Russ is going to be the starter and Fields learns behind him.
Which I understand because Fields.
Well, Fields finally.
Russell got a Super Bowl. He's a veteran.
Yeah, he's the vet. It makes sense.
But if I'm a fan. Personally, I'm going to want to watch Justin Fields out there.
It's going to be, yeah. I mean, it's going to be quick for those fans to turn on Russell if he's, like, really bad.
Yeah, as I...
And they... You guys, like, don't have much receiving depth. It's like you lost
Deontay. Maybe not for long.
You're not getting Ayuk.
The Ayuk market feels like I've been
the Ayuk stuff
ever since I've been following this Ayuk stuff the past like since free agency started, and especially today when he tweeted at Tomlin. Like,
Tweeted at Tomlin.
You didn't see that because did you see like the comparison that they look exactly alike?
Yeah,
he tweeted at Tom for the first. He doesn't use Twitter at all. He's tweeted for the first time in a year.
I saw the face swap
saying,
"Oh yeah, someone sent that in the Discord." His tweet to Tomlin today saying, like, what's up, twin, or something like that. Let's make it happen, something like that.
Oh, God.
But his last tweet was April last year.
Yeah, he said, at today, five hours ago, he said, at Coach Tomlin, they saying we twins, what you think, in the eyeball emoji.
Oh, man.
And he hasn't tweeted since April of last year. So, I mean, and then, like, all the Steelers insiders are like, there's something there.
So the Jags apparently... They've been in talks with the Niners to get Ayuk, and Jaguars offered something, but apparently the Niners' request was a little too rich for them. They wanted our first-round pick and Zay Jones, which I'm obviously fine with giving him Zay Jones, but the first, like our first-round pick.
17.
Yeah. That's kind of tough. With how many people we're paying, like, top dollar to at our current...
Who?
Got to pay Josh Allen.
Got to? Well, they're not.
Well, like, we're paying them a lot like a franchise tag salary this year.
Yeah, but that's not like
we paid Evan Ingram. We,
because I feel like the Jags aren't paying that many.
Well, we're
guys.
How do we get so close to the cap?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, are they? Maybe they're just gearing up to give Trevor an extension in this summer. That feels like that's when like the quarterback.
Well, yeah,
extensions happen, and then, like after free agency wave, and like in the summer, like I think that's when Herbert and Burrow and Hurts got theirs last year.
I don't know. I was just looking at a roster. I just feel like I'd rather trade up in the first round for a wide receiver than give with a wide receiver that would be on a rookie contract for like 3 years,
right?
Than trade the first round pick and pay Ayuk. Mm-hmm. Like he's great. But wide receivers,
there's a deep wide receiver draft too.
They're not super hard to come by, especially if you take one in the first round. Unless you get Nelson Aguilar,
and it makes you think if the Jags are even going to take a receiver in the first round.
Oh yeah, they could. I'd be fine with a corner, but I feel like we have to do. Obviously, I have to do something because our wide receiver number one right now is what, Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
Kirk. Yeah.
If you want to call him the one, I think Kirk's the
Kirk
one.
Kirk is better.
Well, that's fine, but like talking about the first read or the first one receiver, I'm talking about like the number one X wide receiver out wide. It's not Kirk.
I think I've said in one of our group chats when like I would do that trade if I were the Jags. I give up the first and Zay Jones, and I like it sounds mean, but the Jags, their track record picking.
Well,
like,
it hasn't been Trent Baalke every time, and I don't believe in curses like that.
My thing is, if you're not
gonna, but they haven't been good.
You're not gonna do that trade, then I hope you're getting a receiver somewhere
right
down the line.
17. They got it. Like, you can't trot Kirk and Gabe Davis out there, in my opinion, if you want to actually compete.
But it'd be Kirk, Gabe Davis, and Zay Jones. When we did really well, we didn't have Trevor didn't have to worry about getting Ridley touches.
Right.
Like it was Evan Ingram, Kirk, and Zay Jones.
But it's funny because we didn't really start well. We were like 3-8, 7, and then it just got good somehow. So,
I have the Jags salary cap pulled up like by player. Your biggest cap hit is Kirk at $24 million.
Oh man!
Then Josh Allen at $24 million, but just this year. Cam Robinson $21 million. Fourier $21 million.
Damn.
Trevor's 11. Sheriff's 11.
Wow. Ingram is down there.
Zay is 10. Trayvon is 10. Ingram is 7.
Oh.
I really thought we were going to. I mean, everything was in place for Calvin to come back. And then Titans just blindsided everybody by offering him $92 million.
Yeah, no thanks.
But Calvin was going to be a Jag, and I was all set for it to be Calvin, Kirk, Gabe, Zay.
That's fine.
I was like, cool, run it.
And I would have talked myself obviously into that and would have been excited, but since it didn't happen, now I can look back at like he dropped so many important balls.
Yeah, he did.
So many touchdowns.
But yeah, like you said, now that he's on the Titans, it's easy to, you know, put that resume on him because he's on the rival team now. But if we re-signed him, I would look past that and be like, I'd make excuses positively.
Yeah, he took 2 years off of football. Yeah. He's shaking the rest off.
Did you guys see his quote?
And then I'd blame the offensive line.
He had a lot of quotes from that presser with the Titans, which was interesting. He did talk down on the Jags like a couple times, like, oh, they didn't give me so-and-so.
Yeah.
But he also pretty much, when they asked him, like, why the Titans, he just talked around that so much, basically to end up saying, oh, they gave me more money.
Yeah,
than
yeah, it was a fucking word salad.
Yeah, he said in there, I wanted to be back in Jacksonville.
Yeah, he said did. He wants to play for the Jags.
That's a wild thing to say at opening press conference.
It was.
You literally couldn't say anything else in that situation because, like I said, he was coming back to us, and then Titans just said, hey, 92 mil, come through. So the Titans front office just did it out of spite. And obviously Calvin's, you're not going to say no to that.
Yeah.
you're what, 29 years old. You don't know how much time you got left in the league.
But like, right. Like,
you're not my. I think Evans.
Jack said before we recorded last week, like, what's the difference? What did we offer? Maybe it was the guaranteed that did it, the guaranteed money. But like, how much different is what we offered?
I thought like 80 something mil, but could be wrong. I think it was 86 or 88.
I don't know.
That's what the Jags offered.
That's what I heard.
If I'm making that kind of money, I want to go just where I feel more comfortable and where I'm going to win. And yeah. Tennessee ain't it.
I mean, yeah, maybe he didn't think the Jags they'd win here, but like, better chance in the Titans to win. So
a lot better.
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to know how many of these players actually care about
winning. Yes.
Because that,
when I saw like the signings for the Panthers, I was like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
Like, come on, you're going to be miserable for the next 4 years, however long your contract is. How much do you really care? And I also wonder, like, how much, like, if I could talk to a player that made a switch or whatever, like, how much do you really care? How much passion do they actually have for the city,
the fans,
the team, the fans? Like, or is it all like lip service? Like, is it just a job for them? I wish it was more. Because they just move around. They just follow the money, right. Which obviously I get it. But when you're talking that kind of money, I don't know. I think I'd have some loyalty.
Yeah, the difference if it was like 87 million versus 92 million. What's that extra?
I'd like to know the guarantee money difference.
No state income tax in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Or Tennessee.
Oh, okay, never mind.
But like, especially this offseason, a lot of these players went to like rival division teams.
Yeah, AC North was a lot of that.
So
you guys got Queen?
Yeah, which is like totally forgotten about now, but I'm so happy with that signing too.
I remember seeing him like when he was like a rookie and he's making plays, and I was like, the Ravens, just, this guy's going to be good one day, just because the Ravens do that to linebackers.
And our boy, I knew this was going to happen when the Bills released him. He went to Miami, Jordan Poyer.
Yeah.
So 1 year deal, he gets to go home and no state income tax. Be out of New York. Probably takes most of his check. No more snow. So happy for our best friend of the pod, Poyer, to be what, 45 minutes from the stadium where he lives?
Oh yeah. That was the perfect way for him to retire.
Yeah.
As a Dolphin.
Is it 1 year deal?
Yeah, it's 1 year. I think he'll probably call it a season after it.
Are we done talking about the Steelers? I thought there was something else I was going to say, but I don't remember now.
Your boy Aaron Donald retired.
True.
Out of nowhere.
It's a big one, too. I don't think it was out of nowhere. I think they were kind of expecting it.
Was he 32?
Yeah.
That's crazy to like be
31, 32.
I mean, like, people already calling you the GOAT at that age.
For real. Triple team though. Every play.
Will you have a short leash for Russell Wilson, or will it be long?
God.
Sorry.
Kind of short. And like, there was that on top of the, I actually remember what I want to talk more about on top of the Kenny being traded thing, like that left our quarterback room of just Russell Wilson. And I think I was, my sentiment towards him on Monday's pod, like I was too excited about him. I wanted a Kenny or someone there to like push him to like get his act together and like play well. Like starting, I was worried that, like if him being the only quarterback that we have and like him definitely being his team, I was worried that another situation, it'd be like when he went to Denver, when like he was gifted every, like he was like the heralded as like the guy, like they gave him way too much power. Like, I don't know if you guys recall the report, like they gave him his own office in the Broncos facility. Like
I didn't want him. I thought he requested
it. I don't know if he requested. I mean, he didn't. He accepted it. He had it. So
that's right.
He could have just declined that. But I didn't want him to get too big of a head and like the same kind of problems happen in Pittsburgh as they did in Denver. So that's on top of Kenny being gone. It was like sad that it's what I didn't want to happen. It felt like it was happening. But then when we traded for Justin Fields, that's when I was like excited.
Came back to life.
Yeah. That's what brought me back in.
Yeah. And you guys aren't done because you guys still have an offensive roster to fill.
Yeah, I'm really hoping for Ayuk. Ayuk would be like,
I didn't know he was so good.
Ayuk, oh yeah. I've
1,300 yards.
He's improved every single season. I loved him as like a prospect, and I drafted him to my fantasy team, and I was like,
he seemed like he was Purdy's favorite target this season.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was better than Debo.
And I was looking at his stats when everybody was talking about the Jags trade, I was like, damn, he did this with McCaffrey getting the ball all those times, Kittle, Debo on the team. So right. I was like all for that trade, pick 17 and Zay Jones, because we didn't see Zay Jones all last year. That would have been a huge upgrade. But it just depends if the Jags are going to draft a receiver at 17, which everybody thinks they are. But when everybody thinks the Jags are going to do something, they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm a little worried that they're going to go defense or like try to make another trade for receiver. But, yeah, Ayuk is but the, great. As the current roster sits now, it's not moving me to go to a September game.
But I will say after the Arik Armstead signing, I'm in. I'm back.
That brought you back.
It's all about affecting Patrick Mahomes, man.
Yeah, it's true.
And if we get Trayvon Walker, Arik Armstead, and Josh Allen,
that's why I think all going toward should be another tackle.
Oh, okay.
Because that's ultimately what we need
to do. I mean, if we had another tackle, if we drafted a tackle, I don't know who's available, if they have like pass rushing or even run stop and defensive tackles available at 17. I don't know who is being mocked. But yeah, if we took someone that could affect the passer at 17, like defensive tackle wise, and it was effective, that would be a sick line. And that would take the place of, I mean, I wouldn't be super upset of not having drafted a corner there, but we'd have we'd have to go wide receiver like second round then.
Which I'm sure there'll still be some available. But
what about trading?
But our main ops are Mahomes and Stroud. We can't give those two guys any time. So I need them on the ground at all times.
Yeah, and if you have two defensive tackles rushing up the middle, that makes it easier for the ends, and it affects quarterbacks more and faster.
And then they got rid of Jenkins, got rid of Williams, and they got Darby and Savage. So I'm like, cool, you replace those guys, do something on the line, because the line's still incomplete, in my opinion, even with Arik Armstead, because I'm still a little hesitant about Josh Allen. If he's going to have the same type of production again. Because, sure, he did great, but I need to see it.
Not on a contract year.
Well, technically, he's in another contract year this year. Yeah. So, I mean.
But I doubt he plays on the franchise tag. We'll probably sign him.
You think?
Yeah.
They'll hold out?
I mean, I think it'll be like the Chris Jones situation. What did they give Chris Jones? Wait, they just. Because they signed him again this offseason, so they didn't give him much. They just gave him like a one-year thing.
Gave him a one-year deal, yeah.
Mm.
I guess it was better than the franchise tag.
I think it was like 1 year, like $20 million.
Well.
For not even playing one game, so 16 games.
Huh.
But yeah, I forgot Arik Armstead was a dude that he made the TikTok explaining how much he makes in an NFL game. Like he did a TikTok with his check.
Oh, really?
Like showed how much taxes come out and all that. Mm. Very transparent. Nice guy.
A lot, probably, in San Francisco.
Yeah. I think it was like the check said like $300,000, oh, and like he took
for
home
one game.
And he took home like
$191,000. Oh.
So that much comes out of it from Cali, but.
For one game.
Not in Florida. But yeah, that's deposited in your account.
Just
there you go. Thanks for sacking.
Damn. Speaking of sacks, did you see Chase Young signed a one-year, $13 million deal with the Saints?
Mm-hmm.
all guaranteed.
I don't understand NFL contracts. Like, why is that what he chooses? Why not sign? Was he not good at all this past year?
There was some pretty bad film on him at times. I mean, he got traded, if you recall, from Washington to San Francisco midseason.
Totally recall.
And
right before he played the Jags.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there wasn't, like, great film on him. I saw today that he's undergoing a neck procedure, and he'll, like, be limited, or, like, he's going to miss summer stuff. And I mean, I think he's probably going to be back for the start of the season, so, like, there is probably some injury concern there as well.
Okay. So then there just wasn't a better offer than
probably
a 1 year. Huh.
I think it was a neck or some injury. I'm pretty sure it was a neck thing. So that could explain it.
Did you get to shake Caleb Williams' hand at all?
I didn't. Players? I took like 4 selfies with him. He didn't know. He didn't see me, but
I could. But if he did see you,
could take a picture.
He probably would have known who you were.
Probably.
Heard he's training with Denny.
Right. Yeah. That's a.
That's crazy.
It's a big get by Denny.
That has to, I mean, what he did with Anthony Richardson last year, like.
What did he, like, yeah, big fans of Denny, obviously, on the show. But what did he do? I know they prepared him for the draft, but I'm wondering what he did that changed the Colts' mind.
I don't know exactly what he did, obviously, but, like, at the end of the college football season, it was the talk was, is Richardson going to go in the first round? And then, after how well he did the combine. And the
I remember Denny was here and he said that Anthony will be drafted like before any other quarterback.
He said one overall.
We and thought he was crazy.
At the end of, after Denny was done with him, he went 4th overall. So, I mean, the proof is there. Like he, so, but then the guy Caleb Williams, like Caleb Williams is, he's supposed to go 1 yeah. and he's right. going to go 1. So like, it's a different situation, but it's just proof that Denny knows what he's doing.
Wonder how long he's here. I wonder if he's doing the whole training here before the draft. I guess he's. I wonder if Denny's doing his whole draft prep, like he did with Ant.
Yeah,
sorry,
Anthony Richardson.
Wonder if he'd come on the show to talk about it.
We should.
Sure, he would.
I'm actually kind of terrified. I shouldn't say terrified. Worried about the Bears because we play them this year, and they're giving Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and they got Swift. I think that's pretty good lineup for a rookie to start with.
People are saying it's the best quarterback situation or number one overall pick has had ever.
I don't know about ever, been a while. It's a good situation now.
Yeah, Keenan Allen is, like, he doesn't drop anything. So if you can just get the ball.
How old is he?
32. Yeah.
Not bad to have.
But he wasn't, like, he usually has a hamstring injury problem, but he was healthy last year. For most of the season, pretty much.
Yeah, I think he had a minor injury. Like he played 12 or 13 games, and he still had. I looked at his stats recently, like a couple of days ago, when he got traded. Like he only played 12 or 13 games and had 108 receptions, like 1,300 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Yeah,
and then
because Mike Williams was out all year.
That's so. Also true. Yeah, but he had the
new Jet.
It was like a minor injury, but the Chargers were just kind of done at that point. I feel like they just shut him down because there's no point in bringing him back. So
I guess
so. I don't think it was like that big of an injury concern last year. So
Harbaugh trying to start new for Herbert.
Yeah, they asked Keenan Allen they wanted to like restructure him or like take a pay cut, but he said no. Like I had the best year of my career. I don't want to do that. So then they
at 31, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. But Mike Evans is still going strong and he's like 30.
Yeah. 31.
But Chargers, now that I think of it, Chargers are going to take a receiver in the draft for sure.
They have to.
Marvin Harrison at 5?
No Mike Williams, no.
They probably trade up for Marvin Harrison.
They're 5 overall. They probably don't have to.
Ah, Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals.
They could. On Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft today, he had the Vikings trading up to 4 to take J.J. McCarthy.
Ew.
So what? The team could jump. Because I guess the next team to threatening to take a quarterback would be the Giants at 6. So.
Is there really no Penix talk? They're really saying J.J. McCarthy over
Mike in that Penix. Same mock draft, I think they had Penix going to the Raiders in the first round, whatever they pick.
Raiders
I think low teens.
Raiders would. They have to do something. They can't. They're.
Who do they? Oh, they have a Minshew.
Minshew, and I guess O'Connell's still.
Oh my God!
I thought that would have been a perfect team for Fields to go to. I thought they were definitely going to. Because also Luke Getsy is Bears OC who liked Fields. He's now at the Raiders, so I thought like that connection, like that'd be another reason that they trade for him, but didn't.
Maybe they tried.
I just don't see it in JJ McCarthy. Mostly because Michigan was like a run first team, so didn't really see much of JJ at
right.
all. But
yeah, I don't know. I figured drafting a game manager at fourth overall.
Well, not my team. But
yeah.
What's up, it's Bubba Brooks?
A lot of interesting.
First off, want to say I know.
What? Hey, but you got headphones?
No, I got to bring them back.
We have a voicemail from Bubba Brooks. It's okay.
You want to share this one?
What's up, it's Bubba Brooks. First off, want to say I know it's been a rough week for Jack, and I'm glad that you're still here with us. But I am thrilled with everything the Steelers have done this offseason. I love every move they've made, and I'm just glad that they're tired of being mediocre and willing to finally do something about it. It's just a shame that Patrick Mahomes exists and our ceiling is probably just a wild card win. But considering that we haven't had a playoff win in a long time, I will take it. So y'all have a good pod, if there even is one. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you, Bubba. Yeah, I didn't solicit for voicemails, but glad we got one. When does March Madness start?
Tonight.
Right now.
Right now? Who's playing?
So you know how they don't pick all the teams. There's like a first four in, and they have to like compete to get like two spots in the tournament. So that's who's playing right now.
What UNF was in when they made it, you said?
Playing game.
The playing game.
Yeah, I just don't know what that is. So four teams play to see who the last two teams are or something?
Yeah. So there's two 16 seeds playing each other right now, and then there's two 10 seeds playing each other later. So they'll fill in the next two spots in the big bracket. So irrelevant games. Unless you have one of them upsetting, but I doubt most people will.
Well, in 2021.
Well, FDU beat Purdue, but they weren't a play-in team.
In 2021, when UCLA was an 11 seed, they were a play-in game. But they were a play-in team, and then they made it to the Final Four.
Oh.
If you remember, it was a UCLA team that played against Gonzaga, and there was like a half-court shot by Jalen Suggs. If you remember that, the Final Four, I think it was in 2021.
Jalen Suggs, Magic legend, already. Your Magic, they're doing really good.
Yeah, I know. They have like 48 wins, or 42.
Kind of a big difference.
One of those.
I think they're fifth or sixth seed.
I saw they win. They're going to clinch the playoff spot if they win today or sometime this week.
Clinch meaning they don't go in the, what do they call it?
The play-in tournament.
Everything's play-in?
Yeah. I don't know.
But yes, FAU got an eighth seed again, which...
Road to the Final Four.
I didn't think they deserved eight because last year they got eight and they only lost three games, and they won conference. This year, they didn't win conference. They lost to Temple, who had a losing record, and they lost like seven or eight games this season. So I thought we were going to be like 10, 11, 12. But no, we're eight, which means that if we win first round, we're matched up in the second round against a one seed again.
Against UConn, the number one overall seed.
Exactly. We got fucked. But last year, we got lucky because FDU beat Purdue. So we got to play a 16 seed in round two.
And everyone was rooting against you.
Yeah, because of that dunk at the end. But but didn't matter. They beat Tennessee. Then they beat Kansas State. But this year, if we win first round, we got to play the champ from last year, who, like, all these basketball analysts are saying is the best team in college football. I mean, basketball. Why football on my mind?
Yeah.
Best team in college basketball, and they don't see anybody beating UConn because they just have been playing the best basketball all year. And they only have three losses. And they play in a pretty tough conference in the Big East. So I'm not going to get my hopes up because FAU's not been playing like they played last year at all. So I would not be surprised if they lost first round, but if they make it to second, I will be expecting a wipe by UConn. But I'm looking forward to it. If you guys would like to join our bracket challenge, please join our Patreon. It's exclusive to subscribers. That's only $5. And then once you're in, the tournament entry is $10. So we need you to get in there before, I think, Thursday. I think you can fill out brackets up to an hour before the first game.
Yep, I think so.
So you guys have till Thursday at like 11 Eastern, probably. So that's patreon.com/DunnandDrew. And then all the March Madness bracket info is in Patreon for you guys. But Jack was mad at me because FAU lost in their conference tournament, which ruined Pitt's chances to clinch because you guys were like one of the first four
in. Yeah, not out. We didn't make it. So
no, I'm saying like
We were the last four in, and then not only FAU, but several other like teams like that in that situation that lost.
There were so many upsets in the conference tournaments.
Yeah, it got screwed off it. So
that's why it's like it's weird when I see the TV personalities that always show their brackets. They always pick like the one, the two seeds to be in the final four. Are they never gonna learn? Like look at last year. We had an 8 seed. We had San Diego State. We had Miami, who knocked off Houston last year. And we had UConn. I don't know what seed they were, but
they were a 1.
Were they?
Yeah. Were they 3? I don't think they were 1.
I don't think they were 1. I can't remember who was 1. But
There's always a a 7 seed or at least one like 7 seed or lower.
Yeah, and especially this year, I think it's going to happen again. Like there's so many with the transfer portal, there's so many good teams in the tournament this year, and if you have Purdue in the final four, you're a joke. Purdue's the biggest fraud 1 seed I've ever seen.
Yeah, that just makes me think that they're gonna kind of make
like they just he's lost to Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament. Yeah. And like Zach Edey's a monster, but like, geez, that team is they're gonna lose somewhere.
But like, like I said, there's always like at least one like 7 seed or like mid tier team, but like if you're like actually trying to like make a bracket, like it's the odds of you picking what that team is going to be is like so slim that like you're better off just like playing it safe and do 1s and 2s because like there's probably going to be at least 2 of the final 4 teams are going to be a 1 or 2, so like that's why you're better off just like taking them. But
I think UNC had the easiest path as a 1 seed. Like
their region is Arizona.
Yeah. A little Caleb Love revenge game.
Yeah, that'd be a great game. But it's so weird cuz as you said there's not that many dominant teams. Like UNC has 7 losses, they're a 1 seed. Like I've never seen that before.
It's going to be like whoever just shows up. Yeah. And there's going to be a ton of buzzer beaters that just ruin everybody's
It's gonna be awesome
brackets and their bets.
I didn't do a bracket yet. I don't know if I'm going to.
Why?
Just never works. I never get it all right.
Nobody does.
Right.
So what's the point?
To have fun.
Just to have the most points in your group so you can win the money.
I wonder if anyone's done the strategy of taking the favorite every time. And I wonder if that wins more often than it loses.
You'd be the first.
I probably will be the first ever. Okay. Maybe I'll do the Dunn and Drew bracket challenge.
But then what about when you have the 4 1 seeds in the final 4? What do you do there?
Favorite color.
Okay. So do you like...
I like blue is my favorite color.
Dark blue?
No, I'll probably go by jerseys, actually. So who are the 4 ones?
Purdue.
No.
Brown and black.
Nope.
UNC. Like a little baby blue.
Tar Heel blue.
It's good.
UConn, it's a darker blue.
Dark blue.
It's good.
And Houston, like the red and white.
Red, yeah, red.
Or black.
That is pretty good.
So Purdue's out. You don't want them?
No.
So it's either.
And you shouldn't.
UConn or Houston or UNC. Of those three, who would you take out?
Give me take out UNC.
All right, so your finals are UConn, Houston. That could happen. They're from opposite sides.
I didn't even know that.
Houston's my champ, baby.
Really?
$40
UConn.
Red and white.
$40.
It's not happening. Yeah, the UConn can't repeat. When's the last time someone repeated?
Gators, 06, 07.
Oh, fuck.
Your boy, Joakim Noah.
Yeah, Joakim. Jameer Nelson, right?
Nope.
No, he went to...
he went to St. Joe's.
Damn, Philly. Guys. Who was the point guard? Who am I thinking of?
On what?
The Gators, Florida? Yeah.
Corey Brewer?
He wasn't a point guard.
Sorry, fuck.
Anyway.
DJ Augustine?
No.
No, he went to... I think he went to Auburn. I don't know where he went. Why can't I remember that?
I'm just going to tell you right now. Was this 05, 06, or 06, 07? Corey Brewer is a guard forward.
Tomato.
Corey Brewer. He was on the Bulls.
Was he?
Ugly shot.
I think he was a journeyman. He was on like the Timberwolves. And
so I bought a PS5 so I could buy 2K so I get back into basketball.
But?
I bought two other games before, so I'm not playing sports games yet.
You never were a... Oh, yeah. Just kidding.
I never was what?
Oh, Al Horford. Not a point guard, but...
Al Horford, who's...
Big whore.
Played really well when I watched the Celtics game the other night.
I was just about to say, I was checking the score of a Celtics game the other night. He had like 24.
It's probably versus Suns.
He was like 6 for 10 from 3.
Yeah, Suns.
Yeah.
I think.
It's like I've never seen this from him. But they were missing Porzingis.
We're talking before pod if that Anthony Edwards dunk did anything to you, because it did many things to me. I don't think I've seen a poster. I don't think I've seen a poster like that. Usually I just poo-poo them these days because they happen every game.
Right.
Yeah, someone else got dunked on. But this one is the most violent dunk I think I've ever seen.
This was like a dunk contest dunk done in game at full speed.
On some, like, yes.
On a 6'11 center.
That's why I think the dunk contests these days are so underwhelming. We see so many dunks so much better in game than we do in the dunk contest.
There was another one this week.
Yeah, the Heat player jumping over.
Yeah.
That one Laker.
It's a game.
Anthony Edwards was our 8th best player.
Yeah, as he should be.
But he's good enough to take him all the way, which would be crazy. The Timberwolves.
If Cat comes back, right? Healthy?
Sure. I think there's still one seed even without him.
So if he didn't play all year, there's still one seed? Isn't he like super good 3?
I wouldn't say that, but they're just managing well without him right now. Did you see Kyrie Irving's buzzer beater?
Oh, my God. That's got to be one of the best buzzer beaters of all time.
I agree.
So we saw one of the best buzzer beaters and one of the best posters of all time in the same week. I need to get back in the sport.
Because he did that over Jokic, too.
Like, yes!
It was a well-guarded floater.
With his left hand.
Left hand, going away from the basket. And it was far as... It was damn near the three-point line. Doing a floater like that. Kyrie is crazy. And I looked to see if Doncic played, because I'm like, why isn't the ball in Doncic's hand at the end of the game? But he did play. Doncic had more points. He had like 34 points, but Kyrie had the ball at the end of the game. And that was just insane during Ramadan, too. So, no food, no water.
Yeah.
So boy got powers, bitch.
Wow.
The power of fasting. That's crazy.
And over like the last player you'd want him one-on-one in the paint, like, with great defense.
Right.
Jokic.
His fingers were like an inch from hitting the ball.
Wild.
It was just
That's some shit I do on Jack sometimes when we play.
Oh, that's crazy.
Not even close.
Jack got no D?
No.
That's so not no, true. It's so the opposite.
Andy go dummy on you, boy. Yep.
No, he doesn't. Come when on, was the last time you beat me? It's been a long time because you refused to play.
No, cause, yeah, because we haven't played, but the last time we played, I'm sure I beat you.
You didn't. I won, and sorry, then we started a second game, and you quit in a fiery rage.
Maybe I'm thinking of all the times I beat you in pickleball.
No, I beat you sometimes. I beat you like one every like five times.
I can live with that. I probably beat you one every five times in basketball.
No.
Yes.
You well, you literally haven't beat me in so long.
Damn. What's so long?
He's lying.
Yeah. Pause.
He's lying. How are you so good at that?
I don't know.
Gator.
What are you looking up?
I have what ifs.
No, you got some?
Yeah, I have three.
Things.
What a brain.
I have three and they're all like the same thing.
Oh.
Similar. Do you want to know?
What if Jokic blocks Kyrie?
What if Anthony Edwards was called for charge on this dunk? By the way, why is every poster a foul on the defense? When especially in this case, I love the dunk, but Anthony Edwards clearly... No, I just let it happen. Oh. Anthony Edwards clearly initiated the contact.
Well, defense, you can't be...
What is he supposed to do?
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. So people just dunk every game just with who cares?
To get out of the way.
Take a charge.
From the free throw line.
Take a charge. So you're not allowed to defend. You can just stand there with your hands tied. If someone's trying to dunk.
If your feet are set and you don't move and you take the charge. And
so you can't defend it. You can't defend it. Because if you defend it, it's a foul.
Just stand there. Don't move your feet and just take it. And then that's offensive foul.
But not every time they can switch up. If they see that, they'll just switch up and do like a layup around you or something. You can't. Maybe. That's not defending. That's just standing there. So you can't defend a dunk. You're not allowed to defend. Not a charge.
If
not,
you're athletic like standing enough, there. You can. If you can make contact with the ball without having the offensive player make contact with your body,
it's hard. Are you saying it wasn't a foul?
I just don't know why the whistle's blown. Just because it's always every poster whistle's blown.
Oh,
it's like in hell of contact there. I just don't. I watched that Anthony Edwards dunk and I didn't think that was the defender's fault. He didn't do anything wrong. Anthony Edwards went disgusting on him. If anything, it should be a charge.
Nah, he jumped like at the free throw line.
So just get out of the way. Then
jumped to try to block it. So. I think in this situation, there was enough time between when he jumped and the defender going up to defend the shot where the ref could be like, okay, he got fouled. Because he didn't really dunk it. He like threw the ball into the hoop. So the defender kind of did block him from getting to the rim. That's why Anthony had to like, Anthony, like we're boys. He had to throw it into the hoop. So I think it was a foul there. But I have seen some times where they don't do a call at all. And it's just a poster and the dude stares at the bench and they go about their next possession. But we were talking about how the refs are ruining the NBA for me. Us.
Yeah, I heard there's like refs met and like whatever rules officials in the NBA. They're like trying to see how they can help out the defense a little bit. Because scoring in the NBA is just, like, so crazy now. I mean, we're getting a 70-point game. How many times that happened this year? Like, so.
I'm ready for the next one. Wembanyama. If they passed him the ball, he would get 70.
Wemby, every highlight I see of him, he looks so good.
He's already, I saw a stat where he's already got, like, more blocks than 80% of the current players in the league now.
Oh, wow.
He just gets he blocked so easily because he's so long.
Yeah, what's the wingspan? I mean, it's probably 8 feet.
He may finish with the most blocks of all time. I don't think that's too far-fetched to say because he's just the biggest motherfucker I've ever seen in the NBA.
It says 8 feet, but it's
that's like that athletic and talented. But Spurs need to put some players around him that are
who does lead good. Lead the NBA all time in blocks.
Probably Hakeem Olajuwon.
Mutombo.
That was before my time.
Did you see RG3 saying that Caleb Williams should
say I don't want to go to the Bears?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't care about cooked. Yeah, I don't care about that. It was only for engagement. But this tweet's really good.
He gets cooked anytime he speaks, though.
This tweet says, "The Emmanuel Ochoification of RG3 is disappointing." It is so true. He's so Emmanuel Ochoing. Rank these four quarterbacks, Jack.
Well, real quick, we were right. Hakeem is one, Mutombo's two.
Nice.
Look at us.
Seasons of the game.
C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence, and Will Levis.
I saw you did this on your Instagram today, or your Twitter today.
Instagram.
Yeah, we posted a graphic.
You saw my tweet?
I did. I mean, I've been scouring Twitter all day for Ayuk stuff, so yes, I've been active today on Twitter.
You like my ranking?
You a fool.
You probably like Anthony more.
Well, it was...
You put Levis third, didn't you?
Yeah, I would just switch your last two.
Big fan of Ant. Good.
I am.
Well, Levis is a one game wonder. He had that one game where he went stupid.
Right. That's why I would.
I just don't think Anthony can throw.
Wow. After all we said about his QB coach.
His QB coach is great, but there's only so much he can do with someone who can't throw.
That's so mean.
CJ Stroud won over. CJ, I would never. That would be crazy if he was sitting here. I was like, so Anthony just can't throw. Sorry, he can't throw.
Your best project ever cannot throw the ball.
What do you think about Stroud over Trevor?
I mean, you're genius.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a question.
Yeah. Whoa. Jeez.
Like watching him bro. Against the Browns, I was.
Yeah, it's just not a question.
I was amazed.
Unfortunately, it's not a question.
The. Pass yards more was a lock. Another season of him and Tank Dell kill me.
They got Joe Mixon.
Yeah, it does not move me.
They got Danielle Hunter.
That moves me a little bit.
That should move
Danielle me. Hunter moves me. Because
Joe Mixon tore us up when the Bengals played us.
Yeah.
That was. It could have been any running back right there. He doesn't do it for me.
I mean, they gave him nothing for him. I mean, I like what they're doing.
And they.
They
have Devin Singletary. That's an upgrade. Singletary to Mixon.
How about Joe Flacco being back in the league? Like
where's he at?
He enjoyed how he was like at home, signed by the Browns, won comeback player of the year. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll sign with the Colts. Like,
Did DeMar get released yet?
Huh?
Hamlin?
Oh, DeMar?
Yeah,
no.
Hamlin.
No.
How's he still rostered, but they let Poirier go? It's fucked.
Hamlin's better.
Hopefully he's starting
he's
now.
Start
now.
DeMar sells tickets.
Buffalo.
I don't even think
Calvin. Did you see Gabe Davis in, I think it was a presser. I didn't watch his presser, by the way. I just saw this clip today.
Good.
He was like, he's happy to be home and... to be part of a good team because he's from Fernandina.
Right. He went to UCF. He's
UCF, right.
Jag can't go to UNF.
Local guys.
But he's like happy to be part of a good team. You know, like we could never beat the Jags. He's saying.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We can never beat them. You're damn right, Gabe. They beat us now. Anyway. You're up, Jack.
Oh, what ifs?
Oh, wait. Let's just say something. Oh.
I have five.
Whoa, bro. You're so good.
And they're all related.
Oh,
same.
They're all cousins. They're all brothers.
No golf ones?
Stepbrother. Nope. Stepbrother, bend me over. I'm stuck in the dryer, stepbrother.
You good?
there's a question I had. Okay. Okay, go.
Oh, Migo?
Yeah, what about Migo? The receiver from Washington? Who's he?
Rome. Odunze.
He's good.
Some people think him and Marvin Harrison.
Some.
Oh.
Oh. Could he slide to 17?
I don't think so. I did look up Brian Thomas Jr. tape.
Texas?
LSU.
Fuck. Xavier Worthy is
opposite
Texas
of neighbors. And he looked really good.
Yeah, top wide receiver prospects of 2024. Let's see. Let's see what PFF got for us.
But that's it because I don't know the other guys.
Any receiver we take, I could probably talk myself into.
But like I said, Jags fans want receiver. We're going defense.
I want a receiver or a corner or a Yeah, receiver or corner. Those would be my main. Main two.
There's so many. PFF of their big board, they're in their top 52 players, there's 10 wide receivers they have in there.
Yeah, I think we're good. I
think about like one every five picks for the top 50 picks.
Wow.
So we could land one in the second, maybe.
And Xavier Worthy's not even on this top 10 list.
Is that the guy that broke the 40 record?
Yeah.
Was he...
Well, is he a good receiver? Is he just...
Where's he projected?
No, he was good. I mean, this is just one PFF. I guess it's one...
Where's he projected?
NFL Draft Buzz. Let's see what this has. Xavier Worthy. They have him at wide receiver 11.
Is he worthy of...
He's totally a Chief.
Oh, shit. So the Chiefs got Marquise Brown.
They need something. Well, they didn't really need something, but...
Yeah, they want a Zuber.
They don't need shit. They just need Kelsey to keep coming back.
Anything they add is just fucking more chocolate chips than a chocolate chip cookie.
Insane. All right. What if...
Yeah, what are we talking about here? Chiefs are dominant.
Blind rankings. What if? Hosted by Jack. What if...
Oh, you want them blind again? Okay.
No Stevie.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, I get it now. Come
on. Jack, you knew, bro.
I mean, I don't think... When you say Stevie, I don't just think of Stevie.
Well, I do it for Holden, bro.
Fuck. Oh.
Because he giggles wherever he listens. In Fort Worth, I think. Oh, shit, I'm fake. I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, you should. Somewhere he lives.
What if?
Bro, you got to watch a movie.
No.
That's bro, we're true. So in dead period. I Free know. Agency is over. It's time.
Where's Twister?
It's Twister's next. Twister Tuesday. I'll watch it with you Monday night. Or Sunday night.
Basketball.
What's basketball?
March Madness.
Fuck. Okay, after March Madness.
Bit ain't playing, bit.
After March Madness.
Baseball starts.
Y'all declined the NIT.
We did.
Said we're better than that.
Okay, what if?
Yeah, I'm drunk. Sorry.
What if?
Oh.
Drew Brees.
Oh, Drew Brees, that's one of my favorite quarterbacks.
Stay with the Chargers?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Did not tear his labrum or whatever and was healthy and stayed with the Chargers whole career. And did not sign with the Saints in, I think, 06. Around there.
Maybe the team would have stayed in San Diego. That's a five for me.
Yeah, that's a good one, Jack, but that's back there for me.
Really?
Like the Saints, mainly because I'm probably because this could just be because I'm a Jags. Well, Chargers would have an impact. But
no Phillip Rivers. Would he even exist?
Well, yeah. Where would he be? I think he would exist,
but
first round pick, right?
Yeah, he was like he was a top pick in 04.
Where would he be though? Well, they drafted him while they had Drew Brees, but he was hurt when they drafted him. Is that why they drafted him?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's okay.
I was four.
Wow. Yeah, I'll put that at five. It's a good one, but. I mean, Katrina. Drew Brees.
Which Katrina doesn't have.
But Drew that much money.
Drew Brees wouldn't have like saved that city.
Would he have won a Super Bowl?
Would New Orleans still be underwater? Basically is what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. He stuck on a cursed franchise, the Chargers. Would Drew Brees have a Super Bowl? Would he have an MVP? He's never won MVP.
Drew Brees not moving me.
I don't think his legacy is... It's Manning and Brady of that era. He's awesome.
His legacy is his longevity with the Saints, I think, and nothing more.
He won so many like passing records. He like was a leading passer every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some insane seasons.
And his 12 kids with Phillip Rivers.
Being short and being able to do what he did. They were always my Madden team. He was so good.
In 2011, he had 5,476 yards and 46 touchdowns. Led league in both. And then in 2012,
oh my God,
he had 5,177 and 43 touchdowns. Led league in both. Didn't win an MVP in either of those seasons. In back-to-back years of leading the league in yards and touchdowns. Led league in passing.
Okay, I need to know who won those years.
Well, Rodgers? I remember.
Rodgers would be 11.
2011 was Rodgers and 2012 was Adrian Peterson, where he rushed for 2K.
Oh, wow. Yeah, fuck.
Drew Brees led the league in passing in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Led the league in passing touchdowns 4 years. Some of the 3 of those overlapping. It's the
and
same
it's like,
season. Yeah, he led the league in touchdowns and yards in 08 as well.
And you can't name a crazy like Marquise Colston.
Right.
Yeah. Michael Thomas at the end.
But like, who was taking his. Who's taking his Super Bowls from him if he was doing all this production in the regular season and not going against Brady and...
Yeah, he only made one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So...
So who in that conference was beating his ass?
Rodgers once.
Rogers, Giants.
Russ.
Giants twice.
Oh, we'll yeah. See, like, Marshawn when Lynch.
His first
yeah, they lost the Seahawks.
No, he wasn't there. Oh, yeah. Maybe in a playoffs, but like... So in 06, the Bears went to the Super Bowl. 07...
That was Katrina.
Was it 07?
Come on now. I know my Hurricanes.
I guess you do. 07 was the Giants. 08 was the Cardinals. 09.
So Cardinals.
09, he won it. 2010 was the Packers. 11 was the Giants.
Whoa.
What a diverse conference.
Yeah. Yeah, the NFC is diverse.
Giants, Cardinals, Packers.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah.
2012 was the Niners with Kaepernick. 2013 was the Seahawks. 14 Seahawks.
Yeah, they just couldn't get past. But I don't think they got to the NFC Championship.
15 Panthers.
Too many times. They had that bogus call versus the.
Yeah, I remember that.
Vikings,
yeah.
Case Keenum starting.
Oh, no, so it wasn't the Vikings. Wait, was that the Minneapolis Miracle team?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then the next year.
They played back to back, I think.
Yeah, in 2017 playoffs, the Diggs touchdown.
Diggs!
That's how they got lost, the heartbreaker there. Then the following season was the pass interference against the Rams.
Right.
Saints
have had bad luck.
Then the following season, they lost to the Vikings again in overtime in 2019 playoffs.
Shit. Well, now they have Derek Carr and Chase Young.
And they signed Nathan Peterman.
Who
we got to play pickleball with?
Oh, jinx.
Do you want the next what if?
Yeah, so, that's staying at 5, though.
Okay, after all that. Like, I just want to say
Drew Brees is one of my favorite Madden quarterbacks of all time. That team. Used to play my friend who was always the Cowboys, and he would play as Tony Romo in the Cowboys. That team was stacked. I was Drew Brees in the Saints because I could never play the Jags. David Gwarke, you know Tony Romo? No.
Brian Leftwich.
But yeah, I love that team. Darren Sproles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hamster.
Marquise Colston, Devin Henderson, I think his name was.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have known this. This is
yeah. Joe Horn.
Name's kind of sus.
Shockey.
Jeremy Shockey.
For a second.
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham. That's who caught a lot of touchdowns from Drew Brees. They had Reggie Bush's career, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well as who are the other running backs?
Pierre Thomas,
yeah. That's a good name.
I love naming names from this era.
Pierre Thomas.
Mark Ingram, obviously.
Yeah.
He blocked
Deuce McAllister,
Twitter.
Maybe. Who did?
Mark Ingram.
What'd you do?
Nothing. I don't know why.
Mm. Pierre Thomas.
Maybe I did something sus.
Jonathan Vilma.
What a name.
Ricky Williams.
He was in Saints?
Yep.
For a little bit.
Darren Sharper.
Tracy Porter.
Fuck. Pass. Who was it? Pass
Lance rushers. Moore.
Oh, Lance Moore. That's a good one. A good one. Who are the pass rushers?
Jordan Cameron.
Before him. Can't think of. I'm just trying to think who I'd play with on Madden. All right, next what if.
What if?
Long time to spend on number five.
What if
Saints fans?
Aaron Rodgers does not get traded.
Aaron Rodgers does not get
traded. And is still a Green Bay Packer for the entirety of his career. Still ongoing. Discuss what if that happens.
Just happened.
Does he not tear his Achilles?
Maybe his Achilles Correct. Is still intact.
What happens with Jordan Love?
Does he still run for vice president?
We wouldn't know Jordan Love because Rodgers would probably.
No, they would have lost to the Niners in the playoffs.
Packers would have been in the playoffs.
What happens with Zach Wilson?
We wouldn't have seen the Lions make it that far, probably. Packers would have, I think they would have beat Dan Campbell and company. Because if Jordan Love was doing that with those receivers, Rodgers would have did it
too. Well, maybe.
I don't think he lost his ability.
You can put this one at four. Only because I can't put it at five.
I was excited to see Rodgers with the Jets, though.
Yeah, I am very like. Can we do that?
Well, I was.
What if Rodgers didn't tear his Achilles this year? I'd like to see what that was like.
True. What we're gonna say this year? Maybe.
Maybe
with Mike Williams.
Yep.
I'll do three.
Okay. What if? Bless you. What if Peyton Manning?
Oh, this is going to be good.
After, I believe, there was a
this is my favorite
surgery,
guy.
Decided to stay with the Colts and
Fuck.
Finish his career there, does not sign with the Broncos in 2012, I believe, 13.
So they 12. Got the first pick when he's – so he doesn't get injured or he stays with them?
Let's just say he doesn't get injured and he plays.
Okay, so they don't never get the first overall pick.
Yeah. Like that injury doesn't – like it was like a neck injury, that doesn't happen. And he's healthy his whole career and just stays with the Colts.
He's running us.
I mean, I think they just continue on being what they were. What do you go to? He went to two Super Bowls on the Broncos, won one of them.
Went to two with the Broncos. He beat the Panthers and he lost to the Seahawks in opposite order there. And then also with the Colts, he went to two Super Bowls and won one of them.
I put this at 3 because as a Jags fan, I don't know if I really want to see how good he was. But I mean, how much has changed? He's just great, but on the Colts. I don't know how much would have changed.
The Broncos don't win the Super Bowl.
He doesn't have that. Maybe he doesn't have like that best quarterback season of all time.
What?
He had like the best quarterback season of all time.
Oh, in 2013, yeah. But do the Broncos win the Super Bowl? Because like, wasn't Manning like hurt that year? And like Osweiler came in and won some games? And like they got carried by their defense.
Yeah, but that butterfly effect's crazy, I feel like.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, maybe Manning puts him over the edge, and then does that mean Cam Newton and the Panthers are the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah, because they had no competition.
Or is Peyton Manning – no, I guess at that point in his career, he's not good. I'm saying, like, would Peyton Manning and the Colts beat the Broncos? Or, like, would Brady and the Patriots in 2016-15 have beat the Broncos, and they go to the Super Bowl, and they beat the Panthers?
Broncos Brady might be there at that point.
Maybe Demaryius Thomas is alive.
Maybe.
Yeah, the butterfly effect is crazy. He could probably, he might easily be alive. Because the butterfly effect is crazy.
I guess easily, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Cool.
That's 4.
Okay.
Damn, that's crazy. 4.
So 3 through 4, 3 through 5 for both of you is filled.
5, 4, 3.
Yeah. We have high hopes.
Okay.
Yeah, these better be two good ones.
What if
they were on the fly? gets a pass.
What if Matthew Stafford does not get traded?
Stafford.
Ooh.
Still in the Lions to this day.
I like that.
Jared Goff is assumed to still be on the Rams, maybe. Or maybe he's not.
Was this Campbell's first year? Did Campbell ever have Stafford?
No.
Would Campbell have still been there?
Yes.
So they get Campbell. I really want to see that.
Campbell and Stafford, for sure.
I really want to see that. Stafford with Amon-Ra, if all that still happens.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't.
I want to see that. That's one. Stafford winning a championship on the Lions would be...
Well, does that happen?
But, like, does that happen? Because he was on the Lions forever and that didn't happen.
Right.
He went to the Rams and finally won one.
Right. Because...
And the Lions were not only good, but like in that trade that I a couple weeks ago on this, I talked about like the picks that the Stafford trade turned into. Like the Lions wouldn't have.
They wouldn't have Aiden.
How'd they get the two over?
No, they would still have that. That was their pick, but they wouldn't have like Jahmyr Gibbs. They wouldn't have Laporta was. But they I'm wouldn't have Brian
been,
Branch.
They wouldn't have been bad enough to get it.
They wouldn't have Jameson Williams. Yeah, they wouldn't.
With Stafford.
Have a ton of these picks to like build this team around that they did. So. And the true. Rams wouldn't have Super Bowl. Aaron Donald and company don't have Super Bowl. Cooper Kupp, he doesn't get the Triple Crown.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't affect me, but yeah.
Two?
Yeah, it's two
for me.
You talked me out of one.
So this last one's going to be your best. Build it up.
Please say so.
Do you have a guess?
No. Oh, what if Kenny Pickett didn't get traded to the Eagles?
Yeah. No.
They are all quarterbacks.
What if...
Tom Brady.
What if... No, damn.
Oh, God. Went to the Dolphins.
Just stay in the Patriots. Did not sign with the Buccaneers in 2020. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a very good one.
I was baiting you to be.
What if Frank Gore got stuffed?
No Trevor. Zach Wilson. Oh, what if Zach Wilson was a Jaguar?
My God,
you guys would be done.
We'd be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here right now.
Definitely.
Holy shit. Really, that's the only play that's kept us going so long. It's insane. What was the last one?
Tom Brady does not sign with the Bucs in 2020, stays the Patriot the rest of his career. What happens?
They'd probably go to one more Super Bowl.
Go to? Win it?
Probably wouldn't win it.
Wow.
He would definitely have given Mahomes somewhere else.
Yeah, thank God. We need that.
He's the only person who can.
Would he still be playing? Because if he didn't win that next...
No way.
If he didn't win the Super Bowl, would he still just want to keep winning that one more, chasing that another ring?
I could see it.
Then what? No Mac Jones? You don't have your backup quarterback? No Mac
Jones? True, we've grown to love Mac.
Belichick's still around. Does Gronk come back and play for the Pats? Does AB stay with the Patriots?
Does AB go crazy?
No, AB left even when Brady was there.
What do we have, CTE, ESPN?
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you, Jack. That was good.
Thank you, Jack.
Anything else?
Discussed March Madness, discussed NBA a little bit. You're welcome, Tommy. The rest of free agency and
Tommy really into NBA that much? Who's his team?
Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm turning 30 again.
Oh yeah.
Saturday.
Birthday this weekend.
No gifts, I see.
I gave him a gift.
That was Eric's birthday present. That's true. You just didn't want me to feel bad. So you got me something too.
Didn't want a little bro to cry.
Your gifts will be.
Fuck, I'm cookie so bad. I was
going to give it to you Saturday. We won't be here, so.
Oh.
I'm not just going to leave it in your crib. So
why is it a cookie? It's a cookie.
When you come back.
Just tell me it's a cookie.
You come back. So Sunday night?
Oh, when? Yeah. Sunday afternoon.
What time?
3.
Bet. Be at your door at 4.
With what?
A gift.
A cookie?
It'll be a day late.
It's not a cookie.
And a dollar jewelry.
You know?
You don't know what I got.
I don't, but I thought. But you said you ordered it.
I fight you. I did order it.
Maybe. I guess it could be a cookie. I don't know.
It's not. I'm thinking it was Western Confections, but they're closed. What if it's East Coast
Confection? Check. I give you the 10 grand.
We haven't discussed that. We haven't discussed that with him yet. Have you?
The follow up. I only saw the follow up.
Should we do it off air? Okay. Yeah. It's serious business. When you go to the players or any golf tournament, what's your strategy for watching?
Well, we went every day, so
right.
a little different.
How does it make it different?
I mean, different each day. Like, if I was just going like one day, I'd be more likely to follow like a guy around for extended period of time. If like I have other days, it's to see creepy. Groups. We camped out on 17 for.
Ooh,
that's a fun one.
Yeah.
Didn't get a seat, huh?
We got a seat. Brought chairs.
Oh,
brought chairs.
Yeah, that was we did that last year and this year. On Sunday, we just stayed on 17 pretty much the whole day. Yeah.
How many, what's the ratio of balls in the water versus balls on green? There weren't, I mean, it's pretty, the ratio obviously favors the balls hitting, staying on the green.
Yeah. I'd say, I don't know. I shouldn't know the percentage, maybe, but I bet I guess.
On green?
More than that.
90.
90. 90 hit the green.
But is it, were you there for the hole in one?
No.
Ah.
Just left. Last year.
Just left?
Yeah. Last year, there were 3 hole in ones.
Holy cow.
Throughout the whole tournament. And each day, we missed it. We just missed it. And like there was 2 hole in ones. And then the last day, was when we were on 17 the whole day. And then we left for 30 minutes to go to the merch tent. Then it happened. The last one. So.
Merch better be fire.
It is. I got a cool hat.
Do you get the discount? Oh, never mind. Yeah, no. There's no reason you would get a discount. I ask you off air. Because I saw some fire merch at the players.
The goat stuff? That's all I saw.
You should ask me ahead of time. I could have gotten it.
Birthday present.
Next year.
Damn it. I'm trying. Just kidding. I've been wearing your shirt that you got me.
No, you haven't.
No, I have. All right.
Forgot what it was already.
Come the on, shirt. Eric. You're killing me, Smalls.
Smalls, thanks.
That's a shirt.
Not Bigs.
What you weigh?
Oh, shit.
Weren't ready for that question?
No. Bitch, I've been at 303 the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Hey, as long as you're maintaining.
I'm maintaining, but not budging.
This feels like a pause. Budging? Is that pause? I don't know.
Imagine. Now we got work to do.
Yeah, we do.
That's where we're at. We have work to do. So that's why my dinner was what it was tonight.
But it seemed like a lot.
It was healthy. Dinner.
It was healthy, but it seemed like a lot.
Chicken, rice, veggies. It was fine. You can have a lot of the good. But this past week, since John A. had a guest, went stupid.
Oh, I altered my cheesecake type recipe.
Oh, I cheated on you.
What?
You had Publix?
And?
It was BOGO this week.
It was.
What?
So I got it.
You got two.
Is your cheesecake ever BOGO?
My cheesecake dip has always been
free
to you.
Buy zero, get one free.
How was it? Rate it.
It was good, and it was cold, and it was good.
Oh wow!
But yours is obviously better. Nice. But I can't have yours cold because your chip will break. This is, I don't know what they put in it.
My new alteration. I made it creamier.
Creamier. Solidified. What makes it creamier? Mayo.
I don't want to reveal.
It's just one ingredient.
He loves mayo. It's probably mayo.
It's not mayo.
Duke's.
Any mayo. I don't cream care.
Cheese?
I don't care the brand.
It's cream cheese.
There was already cream cheese in it.
Well, could have been more.
It's not.
All right, fuck.
Cum?
Water.
No, no.
Cum and water?
I'm not revealing because I need to mass market this and sell it and profit off it.
Right.
You see, Russell Wilson is repping the Steelers already, like out and about. He's out of like his kid Futures, or his Futures kid he was with.
The kid's name is Future.
No way.
Future yeah. Junior?
Are you kidding me?
No, it's weird, right? I know. I assume that's the like Future's kid.
Yeah.
They named it Future?
Well, no, it's Future's kid.
Right.
And then Future like bailed.
Uh-huh.
They already named the kid Future. Not going to rename the kid.
And that's fine, but she named it Future? That's yeah. wild.
She named it Future. Because after the father.
Is he taking his last name?
Future Wilson.
No, like what's the kid's last name? Do we know?
I don't know.
Wilburn.
What's Sierra's last name?
Sierra, this beat is. I don't know.
I just saw it's Wilburn.
That's so. What's Future's real name? Find that.
Navadius Wilburn.
Oh.
And that's the kid still has the last name Wilburn?
Yeah.
And he really just has. Is he really an absent dad? Do we know that for sure?
I don't know. I don't remember the story.
Well, you need to learn it now. You better get ready to learn Russell Wilson, buddy.
Sierra might have just cut off ties with him.
I just remember like Russell Wilson wore that shirt that it was like, I'm not the stepfather. I'm the father that stepped up.
He wore that?
I think he wore
the There's shirt no like way. That. That's got to be a meme.
That's such a Russ thing.
Let me see.
He definitely wore that shit.
I thought that was just a meme.
Steelers country. Let's ride.
Steelers country. Here we go.
Loki, want to go to Steelers' first home game?
I do too. I can't wait to go back there.
I want to see those boos.
Don't.
Maybe we should do that instead of September Jags game.
I totally
go to Steelers game.
Totally Steelers. Into that.
Go okay. to the Steelers home opener with Russ.
Just don't, I don't want to go at 10 miles within Tequila Cowboy though.
Why?
Fuck that place.
No, that place rules.
Unless it's like. Before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's got to be before the
4 o'clock. Oh, they're opening up a new bar right across from Tequila Cowboy. It's like a.
Is it like that every night? That it's like, or weekends, Friday, Saturday.
Tequila Cowboy.
Yeah.
Or like was that it just busy? You mean? No, it's always like, yeah.
Shit.
Although I think the casino's within 10 miles, so I take that back.
Yeah, it's on the other side of.
That casino gave me throat cancer.
All right, let's go back. I'll plan a weekend.
Did you find it?
No, I found a.
We told you the weekend home opener.
Oh, okay. I'm down.
If you guys are 4 p.m. game, that'd be perfect.
Oof.
Do you think football? We'll get more primetime games because of Russ?
No,
you'll get the same amount.
I think we may get one or two, which we also kind of get the amount.
Steelers. Although,
this
isn't
it, but like I just this is the first thing came up. Google.
Me, you're the Steelers, so
is he praying there?
I don't. It's not. I don't even think it's him. I just laugh myself for some reason.
Should give it to him.
Has stepped up. All right, guys.
All right, y'all.
Anything coming out? Oh, yeah, Receiver. It's cool. Oh, seems Receiver. Like a cool documentary.
Oh, and Drake Bell's Me Too documentary.
It's not Drake Bell's, but it's Drake Bell came out with a song that's like.
I couldn't get through the song.
No, I didn't listen. But it's like trying to expose, even though like I thought he was the pedophile, but he's trying to expose pedophiles in the song. I don't know. But then there's a Nickelodeon documentary that I would start watching on HBO last night, yeah. Where it's like exposing David Snyder, or what's his name?
Dan Schneider.
You don't know. You're not a Nickelodeon guy. You don't know.
Well, all I saw.
I know those. That's the last time I watched TV back in the
day. I didn't
days.
Know it was a multi-episode doc. I thought it was just like Drake saying, I was raped.
No, it's a.
Because that's the part I saw.
Oh, wow.
I watched what you reposted that minute, and that's
I put it on Twitter.
Yeah, it's a Dan Schneider hit piece. We'll see if it sticks. They're trying to paint him as like a Harvey Weinstein type.
So you're not finished then?
No, I'm on like, I'm halfway through episode 2.
Oh, okay.
There are some You'll where I'm like, then. Okay, that's kind of sus.
I saw a clip.
I just spoiled it then.
It ends with Drake Bell getting raped by Dan Snyder.
No, by his voice coach.
Josh?
Oh.
Jake's voice coach.
Jake.
Drake's voice coach molested him. And I was cringing when he was describing it. Because it's like,
what do I do with this?
It was a clip I saw.
Oh, I started watching this before the pod.
Three sentences that I bet not one person has ever said before. Baby. In the history of mankind. Sentence number one. Oh, man, my uvula got stuck between that hamster's toes. See?
The caption is Dan Schneider is sick for this. It's just a bunch of like perverted stuff he made Ariana Grande say.
Oh, it's Ariana Grande. I didn't know Ariana Grande was a Nickelodeon star.
Victorious,
stuck between a hamster's toes.
I didn't know that.
As a little outcast.
Sentence number three. I'm soaking wet. Quick, somebody bring me the ocean. No one would ever say that. Why? Because if you are soaking wet and you're upset about it, the last thing you'd want is for somebody to bring you the ocean. Because the ocean is even more wet than even the wettest person in the world. Have you ever tried to get your whole big toe in your mouth?
Fucking.
Check this out.
He's in the feet, apparently, from the documentary.
Sometimes I wonder if you can get juice from a potato.
Oh, yeah, and then she does, like, jacking off motion. All right, well. It's weird what, yeah. Won't get into it. All right. Great way to end the pod.
Overweight executives. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate you tuning in for another episode of Dunn and Drew. Make sure you guys get into our March Madness Bracket Challenge. First, you got to go to patreon.com/Dunn and Drew. Subscribe for $5, and then the information will be there in Patreon. But everybody, make sure you put FAU to beat UConn. You'll thank me later. Till next time, this has been Dunn and Drew, baby, with a little hint of Jack.